Here's one other aspect of identifying something you don't like in a person and owning it for yourself. The mind actually works in sort of absolutes. It's either this or that. So if you pick up something you don't like in the person and you go to identify it with yourself, you're likely to think, oh, I'm all like that. And you're not. You're not all like that. It's just a little tiny part, but it feels big. And you'll find there are many little parts, and none of them are very important or serious. It's just altogether they add up to being paralyzed in a behavioral pattern. But you take these little ones as fun in people. Even at the cafe when you hear somebody talking, if something annoys you, go, oh, this is something there for me. It's fun. It's because not only is it fun, it will set you free. You take on those things, play with them, even exaggerate them. In fact, you can say to your friend or some friends, I've picked up a particular behavior in me that I'm suppressing, and I'm going to exaggerate it today. So if usually you're very quiet and you don't like loud people, be loud. And if normally you're very loud and you don't like quiet people, be very quiet. Go to the opposite. Or exaggerate it. But don't stay in the middle, because that's where you're stuck. So in case I didn't make that clear, either exaggerate it or go the opposite. And then you'll start to see it more clearly. And again, let me tell you again, you will set yourself free from these old behaviors you picked up when you were young. Free. And then you will no longer even consider how people think about you, whether they like you or dislike you. It won't matter, because you're you. You're free.